Well, good morning and God bless you. This is the second day of February 2026, and this is your greatest day, and this is going to be your greatest week, and this is going to be your greatest month, and God is at work and God is for us. No matter what our carnal situations are saying, no matter what anybody's saying, no matter what your bank balance is saying, your health is saying, your doctors are saying, your bank manager, your friend, your enemy, it doesn't matter. This is our greatest day because God is with us and God is working in us greatly and navigating us as we surrender to Him and as we walk by the Spirit. You know, we are being fed and we're being encouraged. And what was in my mind today was this fruit of the Spirit. And in Galatians 5:22-23, it says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, self-control. Against such there is no law." And we got to remember, the fruit of the Spirit isn't cultivated through our thinking, through our speaking, even through our actions, but being led by the Spirit of God. When we're being led by the Spirit of God, when we're doing the things of the Spirit, when we're speaking in tongues, when we're looking to the Father, when we're speaking the heavenly words, when we're walking in alignment with Him through relationship, then we start to cultivate the fruit of the Spirit within us. And these wonderful fruits start to develop in our life where we might have been not so loving. We now become love because we are love. The love of God has been shed abroad in our heart. No matter of our circumstances, the same with joy, the same with that inner peace, which is a fruit, a lasting peace. The long suffering, you know, we can go through any situations with joy and happiness and love and peace and gentleness. We'd be gentle. We're not harsh. We're not talking bad words against anyone. We're not being brutish. We're not tittle-tattling. We're not gossiping. But that gentleness and that goodness, and we got faith. You know, we're really moving in faith. It's just naturally in us. It's cultivated within us. We have that meekness ready to do. Meekness is ready to do. And we have temperance, that's self-control, where we control our thinking, we control our words, we control our actions, and we control what we're doing. And it says, against such there is no law. So when we're walking by the Spirit, then these things are produced. It's not by our effort. The fruit of the Spirit is not by your effort. It's not by your knowledge, not by anything that you know. But it's about relationship and abiding in God, abiding in Christ, remaining in that vine. So this is just a great record to think about. And, you know, the fruit of the Spirit is Christ's life expressed through someone that is committed to God, someone that's yielded their heart and life to God. It's not a behavior modification, it's an inner transformation. And that's what our life is all about. So fruit is not manufactured, no, but it's grown. So, you know, and it's grown within us as we naturally walk with God through our desire, through our submitted life to live by the Spirit and to walk by the Spirit and to speak by the Spirit. So, you know, we've got to look at carnal thinking. Let's have a look at the contrast. So carnal thinking, Romans 8 verses 6 and 7, it says, "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God." See, our carnal mind goes against the ways of God and goes against God. It can't reach God. No, but the spiritual mind can. This is our connection, because when we confess Jesus as Lord, we receive the Holy Spirit. So we can now be spiritually minded. We can produce and cultivate that fruit for our living with God by being spiritually minded, by setting our thoughts on things which are above, not on the things of this earth. We're not getting caught up in the five senses of the world, because, like, you know, believers are different. Believers don't backbite, they don't talk about each other, they don't run people down or one another down, they're not running anybody else down. They got good words, they got healthy words, they got a good outlook on life, a good outlook on situations. Even if a situation doesn't look good, or a person doesn't look good, or a person doesn't sound good, you know, you've got a good outlook on them, that your words are heavenly words about them, that our words change and affect our whole life. You know, and so really we want to be spiritually minded so we can receive spiritual truths from God, and we can incubate them in our hearts so we can produce that wonderful fruit and maintain it. So that, you know, even if a plant is growing and producing fruit, you still look after that plant. You still nurture it, right? You still water it. And like Paul said in Corinthians, you know, I could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as babes in Christ, for ye are yet carnal. So what is the carnal mind? So is the mind governed by the flesh, by the senses, by emotions, by the things around us, by our bank balance, by our doctor, by what other people are saying, and by the titter-tattling and backbiting and chatting? The flesh loves all that. The carnal mind loves to gossip. The carnal mind loves to receive all the negatives. The carnal mind likes to feel sorry for itself. The carnal mind likes to be emotional. That's the carnal mind. And so if we got a carnal mind, we can measure where we are. We can measure if we're walking by the spirit or we're walking by the carnal mind. You know, the carnal mind reacts instead of responds. You know, so it's like people can react to encouragement that you give them. For example, when we say, you know, speak by the spirit, speak in tongues, speak by the spirit of God, honor God with your substance, stay connected, pray for laborers. No, there can be a reaction or a response to that. The reaction could be, oh, they're always going on about those things. I know about these things anyway, but they're not actually doing them, but they know about them, right? So it's like, yeah, I know about these five principles. That could be a reaction to what's being encouraged, or the response could be, yeah, I am speaking in tongues. I am speaking by the Spirit. I am honoring God. I am praying for labors. I am connecting with the heart and with a heart to understand and to grow and to be blessed and to fellowship. I am doing these things. That's a response. Or we can, like I say, have the reaction, oh, not this again, oh, I hear this all the time. So, and the carnal mind also lives from natural reasoning, not revelation. We want to be led by the Spirit of God. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. You know, where there is no vision or revelation, the people wander aimlessly. So carnal thinking is not about being unsaved, it's about being disconnected from your spiritual authority. And we don't want to be connected from our spiritual authority. We want to be connected right in there, knowing who we are in Christ, knowing that we're righteous, we're justified, we're sanctified, we're redeemed. We got the words and ministry of reconciliation, that we are connected to the creators of the heaven and the earth, and we got Christ within, that is manifesting from within out. And that we are being led by the Spirit of God. Galatians 5:19-21 says, now the works of the flesh, the five senses things, are manifested, which is adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, and so on, right? So it's everything is effort-driven, chaotic, and exhausting. You know, if you're walking by your flesh, everything is just all over the place. Everything's an effort to do, and you're driven by fear, not really faith, you know, and it's chaotic in your life, it's chaotic in your thoughts, it's chaotic in your relationships, and it's exhausting, it's draining the real life out of you. So the flesh always produces division and bondage and decay, you know, and works must be maintained, whereas spiritually the fruit flows naturally when we're walking by the Spirit. So you can ask yourself every day, am I walking by the Spirit? Or am I walking by my five senses? You can do your own little test for yourself to keep yourself in line with God. Because you know within your heart if you feel on it, if you don't feel on it. And sometimes you're walking by the Spirit and you may not feel on it. Doesn't mean to say you're out of fellowship. Doesn't mean to say you're not walking with God. And sometimes it does mean that when you're not feeling so great, right? The biggest thing that kills anything off is gossip. Talking about another believer in a negative way, thinking that you're spiritual and that you're right about what you're saying. But we're to prove all things. And, you know, and like for me, if people are talking about other people, I'd rather say to that person, have you told the person you're speaking to, you're speaking about, have you told them what you're telling me? Because if you haven't told them what you're telling me, then you're carnal. You're not spiritual at all. And you're not just doing it, well, this is between leadership, or this is between us, you know, we're spiritually and we're mature, we don't have to say nothing. You don't talk about anyone else. unless you've spoken and addressed the person yourself, and that you've appealed to their heart and your and whatever the situation may be or whatever it is you're speaking about, but that you've spoken to that person or people involved and that you've blessed and that you've given the words to. You don't go talking to other believers about it. It's carnal. It's five senses. It's not spiritual. It's devilish. You know, it's not like the fruits of the spirit. It's not the love, the joy, the peace, the temperance, the self-control. There's none of that in operation. But the carnal side of life is in operation. We don't want to be thinking like that because we are mature believers filled with the Holy Spirit. Our words are with grace and seasoned with salt, and we are committed. And we fight for one another with our words. We say good things about each other with our words. And we got nothing good to say, we don't say nothing at all, right? Unless we're addressing a person or a group that needs to be spoken to, you know, instead of you talking behind their back, you go and speak to them. You go and appeal to her. Have some balls and say the right things. You know, don't talk behind their back. Because that's the quickest thing that kills off the work of God. Your growth, and when we're speaking negative, is going to be detrimental to us first, not them. So we learn to control our thinking. We bring every thought subject to the obedience of Christ, and we speak high words. We speak highly of each other. You know, we're supposed to speak highly of each other. Paul exalts that in Philippians, and we're to look on every man's work and then to give it praise and glory unto God. You know, it's not that we look at, oh, he's not doing this right, she's not doing that right, she's off the ball here, he's off the ball. No, 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 no. That's not a spiritually minded leader. And we don't even imply it. You know, we don't even say things like, well, if this person's on it 100%, then you'll get blessings. Or if they're 80%, you won't. You don't say things like that. You address the person and you don't talk behind their back indirectly or directly. So we don't want to kill off the things that God has given to us and is producing and building. I don't know, these things just are coming to my heart strongly to share, because I think we need to keep things clean, and God's working that in my heart, like when we're moving forward, especially because God is doing such great work within each of us. Even if you've had challenges, even if everything isn't bumping for you how you would like it, God's doing a great work in your life and has done a great work and will continue to do a great work as you continue. So when we kind of I wrote down the side-by-side contrasts, fruit of the spirit and carnal thinking. So on the fruit of the spirit side, you got life and peace. On the carnal side, you got death and frustration. Led by the Spirit of God is fruit of the spirit. Carnal thinking is driven by emotion. Fruits of the spirit is responding love. Carnal thinking is reacting offense. Fruit of the spirit is patient in growth, whereas carnal thinking is impulsive and action. Fruit of the spirit is self-control, whereas carnal thinking is self-indulgence. Fruit of the spirit is faith, which is governed by the heavenly words. And carnal thinking is sense-ruled. We're governed by senses' words. We're governed by people's gossips and what they say. And, you know, because we may like people, there might be someone we really have respect for, but if they're being carnal and they're saying carnal things, and they're going to lead you down the wrong path, you know. So we've got to hold the line with anyone who, it doesn't matter who they are, if they're great leaders or the newest believer. You know, we hold the line that, you know, we want to hear good heavenly words. We can lovingly correct and put things right in a loving manner. And again, if there's things that are not blessing you about another believer, you don't go talk about them. You go and see them face to face, or you give them a call. And you lovingly speak to them and say what your concerns are, so that it can be addressed, that someone at least can realize, oh, they may not even be aware that they've done something wrong or said something wrong or have acted in the wrong way. And once they're aware, then they have an opportunity to repair it, right? They have an opportunity to say, thank you very much. Oh, I recognize that. Yes, I won't do that again. If I didn't know, I would have maybe carried on saying and doing those things. So the point is that we walk in love. And if we're walking in love, it's because we're walking by the Spirit. And we'll have that self-control over our mouth too, you know, because what, you know, you are in control of your thinking, you know, unless something else is, you know. And if we're talking on the negative side about people or situations, it could become spiritual where it's not us speaking. So we got to guard our heart and mind, you know, and we got to be spiritually minded, not carnally minded. And again, these things have just really come into my heart this morning. And then, so again, Romans 12:2, what does it say? Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You know, we don't change anything by keeping the same old thought patterns and habits and actions. You know, if we want to change something, if we want to see something new, you've got to start thinking new. You've got to start speaking new. And you can ask God for those wonderful words to think and meditate upon. They're written in the scriptures. You can meditate upon wonderful records of truth there in your heart. God can also work things in your heart to meditate upon. Whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are a good report. And, you know, because your mind is like a gateway. You know, what rules the mind determines what grows in your life. You know, the renewed mind will produce spiritual fruit. The unrenewed mind will produce carnal works and gossip and all the carnal things. Like, you just read the book of Galatians, Paul addresses all these wonderful things in life. You know, so it's good that we got the scriptures as well, you know, and that we can go and read. Go and check yourself up against the scriptures. Do you line up with what's being encouraged so that you can have the maximum blessings manifested in your life? It's not about judgment. It's not about pointing out fault and error. But it's a point about pointing out to ourselves, oh, okay, I need to walk the line here. I'm not toeing the line in this way of my thinking. So it's benefiting you first. You know, you want to keep yourself benefited, strong, happy. Like, I'm so free in my heart. You know, I may have made many mistakes as well. But because my heart is pure towards God and I stay in relationship with Him, I stay following what I'm encouraged to do and what I also know to do, then God is able to really bless me and really navigate me, correct me. You know, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So it's wonderful to read these records, that the man of God may be perfected, truly furnished unto all good work. So walking in the Spirit, that's where we want to be. And that requires every day just yielding ourselves to God, getting into relationship. You know, everything should come from relationship, not reactions and not fear, but from a relationship spent with God and seeking His heart and then listening to that still small voice, your conscience. God will speak to that conscience of yours if you're off or if you need to address something in your own life. He's working in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. You know, we're conscious dependents and we're word aligned. You know, we're thinking what God says. You know, not only is our speech word orientated, but our thoughts are word orientated. And we have spirit led responses. We're not responding with the carnal mind or with a bad attitude or, you know, or with anger, but we're responding in love. And, you know, so you won't get defeated by the flesh if you're walking by the Spirit. You know, you need to starve the carnal and feed the Spirit of God within you. And so basically the fruit of the Spirit is evident in you when you're walking with God. You know, it's ruling within you, it's manifesting in your life, and the carnal thinking is evident because it's self-ruling mind, you know, and you're saying what you think. But we want to say and speak what God thinks. And, you know, victory for us is not an effort, it's alignment. Again, everything comes from alignment with God, being led by the Spirit of God, walking with God. The Spirit produces fruit, whereas the mind, you know, where the mind is stayed yielded to God, that's where the fruit of the Spirit is. But when we're carnal thinking, we're getting the fruit of the flesh, you know, worries, fears, doubts, uncertainty, gossip mind, worrying, speaking, negative thoughts, all those things are there. So really, you know, Proverbs 23:7 really plays a great part where it says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. So what are you listening to? What are you thinking? Who are you listening to? Be careful who you listen to. We may know people that are really wonderful believers, for an example, but then they start gossiping about, and, you know, because they're doing well, or they think they're doing well, and then they start getting proud and start thinking they know it all, and then start talking about other believers in a derogatory manner, you know, or in a negative manner. Stay away from that person and never reprove them. tell them to watch their mouth, watch what they're saying about other people, because it's detrimental to them as well as the person they're talking about. You know, we don't want to spread gossip. We don't want to give Satan a pathway to walk amongst us. So we cut it off with the light of the glorious gospel of Christ. We speak the truth in love. We say what is right. We speak, you know, we speak spiritually minded thoughts. And we look for the greatest of outcomes. We look for the greatest of blessings. We look for the greatest of open doors. We look for the greatest successes, not the failures, not where someone's doing wrong. We don't hone in where things are not wrong. If you want to look for negatives in anyone or any group or any ministry, you'll find them. But I'm, you know, now look for the good stuff. Now look for the spirit-led stuff. Now look for what's being produced. If you keep your mind there, you'll start producing yourself. And you'll be happy and you'll be blessed. So anyway, this is what was in my heart to start us off in this second day of February 2026. I wish you a fantastic day, fantastic rest of the week, fantastic month and year. And let's walk by the Spirit. So God bless you.